This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian shelling this morning killed at least 16 people at a market in eastern Ukraine. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken appeared in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, on an unannounced visit.
Every time I'm here, I'm struck by the extraordinary bravery and resilience of the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian forces, Ukraine's leadership. And I'm here first and foremost to demonstrate our ongoing and determined support for Ukraine as it deals with this aggression.
And new this morning, Spanish soccer player Jenny Hermoso has accused Luis Rubiales of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips without her consent after the Women's World Cup final. That from the country's prosecutor's office. Here in the U.S., that fierce heat in parts of the South and the East is still pestering people. The temperatures expected to hit 103 today in Austin, Texas, 99 in Shreveport, Louisiana. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor says, no, this isn't normal.
Pretty unusual to see an extended period of hot temperatures in early September. And for many locations, this is one of the more substantial heat waves we've seen in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. All summer.
Three people have been found dead at a resort in Minnesota. The bodies discovered at White Birch Resort in Breezy Point. Police have not disclosed names of the victims or how they died, but they say there is no indication of any ongoing threat to the public. This is a popular vacation area in north central Minnesota. In Britain, the government's publishing a list of 147 schools in England that could be at risk of collapse from crumbling concrete. This is AP News. We've been talking to the vice president about the president.
Vice President Kamala Harris has faced questions about President Joe Biden's age during an exclusive interview with the Associated Press. Harris dismisses concerns about Biden's age, even though he's widely seen as too old for office. A recent AP NORC poll showed that 77% of Americans and 69% of Democrats think he's too old for a second term.
I see him every day. A substantial amount of time we spend together is in the Oval Office, where I see how his ability to understand issues and weave through complex issues in a way that no one else can to make smart and important decisions on behalf of the American people have played out.
Harris adds she thinks the American people ultimately want to know that their president delivers and Joe Biden delivers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.